Either I'm about to blow this place sky high or listen to some Adele music. Coming up, a couple of AC routers. We've got a tablet. We've got a gaming computer. And the Bile Street Blaster. It's time to watch before you buy. Fire in the hole!
Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for Before You Buy is brought to you by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com. Before You Buy is brought to you by iFixit. You can fix it, and iFixit makes it easy with free step-by-step repair guides, high-quality replacement parts, and all the tools you'll need. For $10 off your purchase of $50 or more, go to iFixit.com/twit and enter the code Before You Buy at checkout. And by Nature Box, where you can order great-tasting, healthy snacks delivered right to your door. Forget the vending machine and get in shape with healthy, delicious treats like Pear Praline Crunch. For 50% off your first box, go to naturebox.com/twit.
That's exhausting. Hi, welcome to Before You Buy. Leo Laporte here. Before You Buy is our Twit product review show where we get the most interesting, coolest products into our studio and get our talented staff to review them and give you an experience of what it would be like to actually buy and use this stuff. Then we'll give you our recommendation. Buy, try, don't buy. Coming up, we're going to start with our own technical director, Brian Burnett. We gave him this puppy. Oh, the Bile Street Blaster. And this is his review.
This is Brian Burnett from Before You Buy, and this jet turbine thing in front of you is in fact a boombox. No, this isn't your granddad's boombox. This has got Bluetooth, NFC, adjustable treble, bass, echo, as well as mic and guitar levels. And don't forget the 3.5mm jack for that MP3 player you got. As for design, imagine, if you will, 2 6-inch speakers crammed into a 3-foot-long canister and modeled off a jet engine that's blinking LEDs. Who doesn't love LEDs? Which also makes the name Street Blaster seem much more fitting. It's lighter than it would appear at 20 pounds, but it does come with a shoulder strap, which makes migrating to your nearest dance-off not much of a problem. Also, if you turn up the bass all the way, you can use it as a propulsion system. But to fully explore the range of the Street Blaster, I needed to enlist the help with all the colleagues I could find at the Brick House, which left Padre Silver playing me some smooth jams.
That's all he knows.
Yeah, it is.
Gregory Burnett attempting to play something that would get this video pulled down. And indoors, the sound was loud and clear, and better than your average 2.1 computer speakers. But this morphed death machine was meant to be blasted outdoors for everybody to enjoy or tolerate. For this review, I assembled my urban crew and hit the streets. The Street Blaster isn't trying to imitate a larger system. It's listed at having 1,000 watts, but not really sure if that's true. It does have very loud sound. I also noticed that if you plug in the power supply, it's actually louder than when it's just on battery supply, which is listed to last about 4 hours, which is plenty of time for a dance-off or just hurting yourself trying. As for pros, the Street Blaster is very loud, and you do have a lot of adjustment options. The bass isn't so loud that you'll feel it in your chest, but it is decent for its size. It has lots of inputs if you wanted to do a mic or a guitar. And lastly, the NFC to connect with Bluetooth is really easy to use and simple. As for cons, it is louder when it's plugged into the wall instead of just on the battery. The price at $270 is a little steep for something this silly. And depending on who you ask, maybe the looks. Some people liked it, some people thought it was kind of ridiculous. Now, as for a buy, try, or don't buy, if you dreamed of recreating a certain 80s movie, then this Doomsday Machine just might do the trick. And while I had lots of fun using the Street Blaster, for me, unless the price was lower, this is a don't buy. So this has been Brian Burnett reviewing the Street Blaster Boombox. Thanks for watching.
What's the name of the actor holding that up? Is that Cusack?
Just John Cusack.
All right. Shut up! He didn't have a chin strap, though. I love the reaction. You know, it comes with his handy chin strap. All right. This is huge. Thank you. So, Brian, I would think just for showing off, there'd be some value to the Pyle Street Blaster, frankly.
Oh, yeah. You totally want to be walking around with that thing, having people see you with that. Yeah. That's why I had everyone else do it for me.
Yeah, I know. I mean, Liz is strong because, I mean, she's no John Cusack, but holding this thing up in the air,
that is
hard work. All right. A very cool device, unfortunately, a little pricey and a lot heavy. We're going to you ready to go gaming? Our favorite gamer here is Father Robert Balasaire. Of course, you know, he's the king of the goat simulator. We decided we'd fire the Acer Predator at him and give him a chance to tell us what he thinks. Father?
I'm Father Robert Balasaire, the digital Jesuit, and this ghostly apparition behind me is the Acer AG3-605. It's the Predator. The Predator AG3-605 series of desktops is a line of machines for the budget-conscious gamer. All Acer Predators share a no-nonsense exterior with a black matte finish, fiery highlights, glossy front panel, minimalistic styling, and easy-to-access ports. The top of the machine puts in reach the usual complement of I.O., an SD card reader, two USB 3.0 ports, including one that always provides power for USB charging, two USB 2.0 ports, as well as headphone and microphone jacks. The back of the AG3-605 has ports for power, keyboard, and mouse. Two additional USB 3.0, two more USB 2.0, and gigabit Ethernet. The front of the machine has a slide-away panel that hides a tray for holding your headphones when not in use, as well as a single cold swappable 3.5-inch storage bay. Inside the Predator, you'll find a well-organized group of components. Our review unit came with a NVIDIA GeForce GTX 770 with 2 GB of video memory and 8 GB of system memory. Though you can find Predators that are equipped with every flavor of NVIDIA and ATI graphics part and between 8 and 32 gigabytes of DDR3 SDRAM. All AG3-605 desktops use an air-cooled quad-core Intel i7-4770 Haswell CPU running at 3.4 gigahertz, sitting on top of a motherboard with 4 memory slots, as well as a single PCI Express 16 slot, 2 PCI Express 1X slots, and 2 mini PCIe slots. One of those mini PCIe slots is occupied by a wireless LAN card that provides 2.4 and 5 GHz 802.11 A, B, G, and N connectivity. Storage for our review unit came in the form of a 1 TB Seagate Barracuda hard drive and a DVD-R RW optical drive. In benchmarking, our review unit posted a 3D Mark 11 score of 9465. We would have liked to have seen a bit more, but the Predator was held back by its 8 gigabytes of system memory and rotating hard drive. Still, our AG3-605-UR39 posted above average benchmarks. But enough with the specs and the benchmarking. The question is, how did it run? In a word, fantastic. Our review unit played Titanfall, BioShock Infinite, Goat Simulator, and pretty much every game we had in our Steam library at the full 1920x1080, with all the eye candy turned on, without as much as a hiccup. Game and level loads were slow, again because of the lack of an SSD, but gaming itself was buttery smooth. After 2 months of playing with our Predator, another thing became clear. This is a quiet gaming desktop. Even running full tilt, we had no problems leaving the machine on the desk without worrying about excess noise. Try that, home builders. Yes, we also managed to get some great Adobe Premiere Pro and After Effects work done with the machine, though it could have benefited from another 8 or 24 gigabytes of memory, but let's be honest. Where the Acer Predator AG3-605 line of desktops excels is in a pure fun, no-muss, no-fuss, turnkey gaming Predator. In fact, the reason why it took so long for this review to be published is because the machine was adopted by Twit host and editor Brian Burnett, who developed a curious relationship with the Predator. We tried to take it away from him a month ago, but it was difficult. The Acer Predator AG3605 series of gaming desktops is available now. You can find them in configurations ranging from $800 to $1,300. Now, on the pro side, the Predator series of desktops from Acer are fast and simple. They truly are turnkey gaming solutions. You don't have to know a whole lot about gaming computers. You just need to know what your budget is and what kind of machine you want to get. The second thing is that it is quiet, really quiet, dead quiet. I've built a lot of systems in my time trying to eke out the last bit of performance, and I have to say this is fast, but it's quite possibly the quietest desktop I've ever had. As I said in the review, we've kept this on our desk, not underneath it, because it just doesn't put out that much sound, even when it's running at full tilt. I like that. Also on the pro side is the excellent value. When you consider the components that go into this machine, you'd be hard-pressed to eke out a little extra savings even if you were going to home-build the machine. The last thing has to be the gamer-friendly design. Everything from the handle to the pop-out tray for your headphones, it screams attention to details for things that gamers want. That headphone thing, we thought it was kind of silly, but we ended up using it all the time. And in fact, Brian Burnett had said that when he went home and saw his headphones on his home PC lying on the desk, he realized how much nicer it was to have everything in one big bundle. Now, on the con side, I'd have to say that the number one thing is the lack of an SSD. Now, I know that this has a great price-performance ratio, but to call yourself a gaming desktop without an SSD, it's going to leave a lot of people with the wrong impression of your product. Yes, I know it would raise the price, but I think it's worth it if you're going for that performance. The second thing has to be the lack of flexibility. It only has a 500-watt power supply, and it only has one x16 slot for PCI Express. Now, I do like the two mini PCI Express slots, but still, if I ever wanted to upgrade to, say, a two-way, an SLI, or a nicer video card that was going to suck down more power, I'd have to be looking at upgrading all the components, and that's not going to be for me. Now, buy, try, or don't buy. It gets a little tricky here. If you are a home builder, if you're used to upgrading your system constantly, you're not going to be happy with this box. But if you are just a casual gamer, if you're someone who likes a lot of performance and you want a box that's going to last you a long time, if you want something that can do mixed mode work so you could use this on your desktop for your regular work without it sounding like a lawnmower, then I'd say that the Acer AG3-605 line of gaming desktops is an absolute buy. I'm Father Robert Ballasaire with Before You Buy.
Okay, I crossed the studio with this thing, and I'm already out of breath.
It's a nice workout.
Oh, my God.
It's heavy.
So, Father Robert, you like this Acer Predator, huh? I love the styling.
I do. You know, it's one of these boxes where it's simple. It's on right now. It's running full tilt.
Oh, I don't hear a thing. Yeah.
Exactly. So that's the new design of desktop, which is, yeah, give me a lot of performance, but also don't make it so that I only can use it with headphones.
Right. And that's, you know, although it still has that kind of tower thing that this is not for the living room.
Yeah,
this is definitely a computer.
Right, no, it's a minimalist
gamers
look.
Want that. Yeah.
Exactly.
So what is it I hear about Acer? It seems like I read somewhere on a blog that the CEO was sneaking quietly out the back door.
Yeah, there's a little bit of a shakeup. From what I've heard from my sources is that they're tired of shotgunning products.
Yeah, because they do not only very nice stuff like this at the higher end, they do some very low end stuff.
And they do everything.
And it's confusing, I think, for the consumer.
Yeah. You know,
we've given bad reviews to the low-end stuff and positive reviews to the high-end stuff.
Right. So the people at Acer are now saying, wait a minute, why are we doing all the low-end stuff where we could just make a couple of really, really good products in each line that
they
we
want
do?
To be the quality brand.
They want to be the quality
Good for
brand.
Them. I think that's the right thing to do. You know my favorite Windows laptop is the S7. Mary Jo Foley bought
beautiful.
One of those.
There. Love that.
You use it.
Yeah.
You have
that's
several.
My deal.
It looks like
I use two of them.
I thought that was the case. Hey, look at this. This is my iFixes kit. You know we love iFixit. This portion of Before You Buy brought to you by the folks who help you fix it yourself. It's a free online repair manual at iFixit.com for pretty much everything. I think they have now close to 10,000 repair guides for everything from your smartphone, your tablet, you break your iPhone screen. iFixit can help you repair it. Your game console, but even to things like home appliances, clothing, a bicycle. This is the, look at this, 70, what is it, 54-bit driver kit. Love this. That's part of the iFixit toolkit that we love so very much. I have one of these at home. It's good. I got the spudgers. These things like look like dental tools. I don't know what the heck those are for, but I'm sure you'll need them. And when you use the iFixit repair guides, you'll be glad to have the tools because it makes it so much easier to do the things you want to do. I know you're watching me open this, and you're. And I can see. I can feel Padre saying, "I can do that for you."
I love this kit.
I can do that for you. Ah, there we go. This is the 54. Look at this. This is so precision, so beautifully made. You get the Phillips bits, small and large electronics, but it has things that are a little bit more odd. You know, Apple started to use those pentalobe screws to keep you out of it. They're not going to keep you out of it for very long. Nope. They've got it all here. Pentalobe, Torx, Torx Security, Tri-Wing bit. That's used with some video game consoles. You know, this is my favorite, though. Where's the triangle bit? You know what this is for? McDonald's toys.
Well, sometimes McDonald's needs some hacking.
These are great. I love it. This kit has a bit for everything, just like you. Swivel top precision driver, flex extension for hard-to-reach screws. You got it all here. This is exactly what you need, and of course, it's ESD safe, so you're not going to make anything go bad or fry. I'm just a big fan of iFixit. So, you like this? You want the toolkit? Only $69.95 right now, backed by a one-year warranty. A lovely thing of beauty. You will be proud. You'll display it. I will on my mantelpiece, so everybody will know I'm an iFixit guy. Best of all, with iFixit, you can fix it yourself. Visit iFixit.com/twit for a free step-by-step guide. They also sell every part, every tool you will need. Enter the code before you buy at checkout, and you'll save $10 off any purchase of $50 or more, which means you could get this lovely kit for only $59.95. iFixit.com/twit. Use the offer code before you buy. Isn't that great?
I love bargaining at twice the price.
All right. I want to send us over to Chad Johnson. We gave him... did he get a router or a tablet? I can't remember. He got the router? We got two routers on the show
today. That's a lot of routing.
That's how geeky we are. Chad, the old redhead, with router number one.
Hello, I'm Chad for Twit and Before You Buy. And today I'm reviewing the TrendNet wireless AC router. This is model number TEW818DRU. So the router comes with 4 gigabit LAN ports and 1 gigabit WAN port. It supports WPS, WPA 2, and WPA. Parental access controls, it has the QoS management and IPv6 support, dynamic DNS, and FTP file server support. This also can become a Samba server with the included USB 3.0 and USB 2.0 ports on the back. When you set it up, it does create 2 different SSIDs, 2 different wireless bands for your ABG and IN and your AC. So you're going to have 2 different 2.4 gigahertz and a 5 gigahertz band. On the 2.4 gigahertz, you can go up to 600 theoretical megabits per second. And on the AC band, you can go up to 1,300 megabits per second. That's obviously theoretical. This does support guest SSIDs, so if you want to set up a separate guest network, you can do that as well. In terms of setup and management, it's pretty simple. It's what you'd expect from a wireless router. You head your browser over to 196.blank.blank.blank, and you have there a basic and advanced setting panels, which is kind of nice. So if you give this to your mother, she may just stay in the basic, change the SSID name and password, maybe set up a guest account. But over on the basic side, that's where you have your QoS and your port forwarding and all the things that us geeks understand how to use. So the price comes in at a MSRP of $259.99, but street price is about $170 to $180, which makes this pretty comparable to other high-end AC routers. Now, there are a few disadvantages. The other routers on the market have about double the RAM that this has. This has only 128 megabytes of RAM, and this also does have a lot less internal storage, which may affect your USB transfer speeds and things like that. TrustedReviews.com ran a speed test on the USB ports on the back, and they found 115 megabits per second and 108 megabits per second, which is absolutely fast. It's pretty good for anything that you want to transfer. So, for the pros and cons of the TrendNet AC 1900 router. For the pros, I really liked having the multiple SSIDs to easily determine between 2.4 gigahertz and 5 gigahertz. The guest network was really nice. You could have your guests on a separate network and not give out your password to your network. And the easy and advanced setups on the internal setup side was really impressive. On the con, there is no DLNA support, so if you want to stream your movies to your PS3 or something like that, that's not supported. Coming in at $180 street price for the TrendNet AC 1900 router, I'm going to give this a buy. It's very competitive on the price. I didn't find that the internals with the lower RAM or lower internal memory really affected the speed. I had great coverage throughout my entire house. I truly, truly recommend the TrendNet AC 1900 router. Thanks so much for watching. I'm Chad for Twit and Before You Buy.
That's a buy from Chad Johnson on the TrendNet desktop router. Now I have another kind of router, a portable router. I'm going to show you in just a little bit. But first, Mr. Mike Elegant is here.
Elegant.
We're going to call you that from now on. The best-dressed, best-looking guy on the Twit Network.
It's good to have it be descriptive and accurate.
So. Did you ever think of that as a stage name,
no.
Mike Elegant?
No. Never.
Mike is, of course, the host of TNT Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. Right. Pacific.
That's right.
1 p.m. Eastern time, 17 a.m.
My favorite news show.
My favorite news show, too, actually. Yeah. Well, and that and Tech News Tonight. I love All My Children This Week in Tech and Windows Weekly and Security Now. But all of them are wonderful.
All My Children. Isn't that a soap opera?
I actually, believe it or not, and you probably don't believe this, but I get up in the morning. I have a morning ritual, workout, and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But at 10 a.m. sharp, I've always got, we have a Sonos, and I have Tech News Today playing throughout the whole house. So we can listen and we can learn, because I want to come in to work ready, knowing what the big stories are.
And I see you in the chat room.
So I do.
Mixing it up with
the little people.
Denizens of the chat room.
Hey, denizens. So you have a tablet here. Now, this is from Verizon.
That's right.
We're waiting for a phone tablet.
Yeah.
But they still haven't released. This is not that.
Correct. This is close. You could actually almost sort of kind of use it as a phone because it supports LTE. This is similar to a tablet that existed called the LG G-Pad 8.3, which is kind of an old tablet. It came out last October. Mm-hmm. And the Google Play Edition came out in December. And this came out March 6th. This is LTE, the LTE version. Verizon only, and it's the same tablet essentially with some more software and plus LTE.
It is not a Google Play edition.
That's correct.
It's got LG's own skin on top of it, Verizon stuff.
That's right, and tons of software, you might say crapware. We'll get into that whole thing.
All right.
So essentially, this is an 8.3-inch 1920 by 1200 IPS display tablet. It's, you know, hardware-wise, it's a you know, pretty good solid construction.
8-inch is the new 7-inch. 8-inch is the new
that's right.
Black. It's 7-inch with an Nexus 7 was the size, and then there were 10-inches. But Dell has done a Venue at 8-inches. A lot of companies doing 8-inches, and that seems to be kind of a sweet spot.
It's nice. It's right between the smallest small tablets and the biggest big tablets. It's essentially a very, very large tablet you can hold with one hand and use with one hand.
It's about as big as you could get that.
Exactly right. It's a nice size. I like the size. That's one of the advantages of this particular device.
Now, same resolution as the Nexus 7. It's pretty decent DPI.
It's not bad. And one of the things that's great about this, and we'll get into the details of this, but it's cheap. And the price is kind of more complicated when you get into Verizon and carriers and LTE
it's subsidized,
and so on. Yeah, that's right. But it's a good, you know, pretty good tablet. It's not as good as some of the other ones out there. From a software point of view, it runs Android Jelly Bean. Jelly Bean, yeah.
4.1?
Yeah, 4.2.2. 4.2.2. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's Jelly Bean.
Yes. And it's got
That's a little old.
Yeah, and it's got a whole bunch of apps on it, and we're going to get into the apps, and I'm going to tell you why I don't like some of these apps.
Yeah.
But just for starters, it's got 7 Verizon apps. It's got 7 Amazon apps.
What?
Okay, and it's got a bunch of random apps like iHeartRadio and Polaris Office 5. That's a mediocre Office suite.
You know what? I noticed Verizon did that with my Verizon HTC One 2. That's the Verizon software package. I was surprised. They must have a deal with Amazon.
They must, because these the Amazon software, the LG software, and the Verizon software can't be uninstalled.
Oh no!
Yeah. So this is a kind of aggressive crapware policy that it kind
not
of
not fond of that.
Yeah, it's not that great. So let's just go over the pros and cons here. It's a good, solid, durable construction hardware.
Looks nice.
It sounds pretty good. The speakers are pretty good. There are two speakers on the back here. You can see here and here are speakers. If you're
are they stereo?
They're stereo.
Yeah, that's good.
And it's loud enough to watch a movie, you know, at short range. And it's not bad. Battery life is pretty good. No physical buttons on the front, which I like. Some people don't like that. And, of course, LTE, and it's very, very cheap. Those are the pros. Now, the cons, the biggest con is the screen quality. Now, the screen quality is problematic because the whites are not particularly white, the blacks are not particularly black, and there are other devices in this general category area that are much better in terms of screen quality.
This is an IPS display, not an OLED display.
That's
and I think you kind of get used to OLEDs after a while. IPS right. looks washed out a little
That's
bit.
Right. So if you've looked at some of the Samsungs or the iPads, these are much, much better displays.
Well, the iPads are IPS as well, but...
But
they're better displays.
That's right. And you can do comparative things. But, you know, the blacks are not fatal, but the whites, you can never get a super white.
That's
it's all just kind of like a yellowy kind of white. And that's a big problem. I don't like the pre-installed stuff. That's another downside. It's kind of spammy. There's a lot of come-ons for the Amazon stuff. It sort of hits you over the head with, like, sign up for this. When you first use it.
Does it take up a lot of the free space? How big are these?
16 gigs of storage, and about 10 of that is usable
by the
user. Yeah.
So they take up quite a bit with these.
Quite a bit, yeah.
And you can't remove them.
That's right. And so that is a problem. Yeah. So I would give this a don't buy for the reason that the screen quality is not good. Now, there are some people for whom this is a good device because this is really, really cheap. And for people who don't mind ugly, and this is ugly in a bunch of reasons. The screen is ugly. The back is ugly. And you see this nice, people give them credit for having a nice metal
screen. It's got a metal back.
But see how it picks up fingerprints? Yeah. You can't get those off.
Yeah.
And there are other devices out there.
Aluminum.
Yeah, but it will never look good because it will always have fingerprints on it. And that's a problem. And, of course, the crapware is ugly. So it's an ugly device.
It doesn't seem like there are a lot of Android 8-inchers, though. I mean...
There are not. However, the gold standard for the size of screen is the Samsung Galaxy Tab Pro 8.4. It's an 8.4-inch screen.
That would be a better choice, you think?
I think so. The only problem is it doesn't have LTE. But in every other respect, it's much faster. It's got a much better screen. It's got a slightly better battery life. And so, you know, that's a much higher quality experience. To me, a tablet... that gives you a kind of a crappy experience is not good. The tablet experience should be high quality. You want to watch movies in high definition. You want to be able to take good pictures and so on. So I would say this is not a buy.
Do not buy. You mentioned price a couple of times. How cheap is it?
Well, it's $300.
That's with a two-year contract.
Unlocked. So it's $200 with a two-year contract, right? And this is just the LTE, right?
Well,
that's
a good deal,
$300. This is cheaper than the Nexus 7 LTE from Verizon. $50 cheaper, both unlocked and with a contract. So, you know, it's very inexpensive. Remember, that's a 7-inch display. So it's a bigger screen that's $50 cheaper than the Nexus
Isn't
7.
The Nexus also made by LG? Or is it an Asus? Maybe it's an Asus. I can't remember.
I think it is Asus.
So a
do not buy
on the Verizon LG 8-inch from Mr. Michael Elgin. Stick around. Would you help me out?
Sure.
Love to. I have snacks to eat, and I can't do it all by myself.
I will help you with the snacks. After all the Arby's today.
Did you have Arby's?
I had a bite or two.
So marketing mavericks, Tanya interviewed the CMO of Arby's? And he came with 50 sandwiches. So I get in here, a scant couple of hours later, nothing.
How many sandwiches is that per staff member? That's like
2.5. Well, there are only 10 people in here. Would you all have 5 Arby's? And what about the curly fries? Well, fortunately, I don't have to worry. I've got my nature box.
And
I'll tell you
sharing.
What, it's a lot better for you than Arby's is. So right around this time of day, don't you get a little bit hungry? You know, the munchies set in. What do? You go in the back of the office, and there's that snack machine with the candy bars. And that's not good for you. Don't do that. This is Nature Box. These are delivered to your door, whether it's home or office. Every month, they're 3 sizes. We, of course, this is, I think, the small size, but we like the big size. We usually get a few of the big size every month. And these are nutritionist-approved snacks. No high fructose corn syrup, no saturated or trans fats in here. Usually, you know, a lot of nuts, dried fruit, a lot of healthy stuff. But don't don't think that it's not mouth-wateringly good. This is the Lone Star Snack Mix. Wow, a barbecue-flavored nut mix with multi-seed chips. This sounds almonds, cashews, peanuts. Now, I know, Mike, you're a foodie. You're
foodie,
a food
yeah.
snob.
Food snob and a health nut.
And a health nut.
Yes.
What do you think of Nature Box?
I love them. They're fantastic.
And you're saying that just because they're an advertiser.
I love it when they are when they advertise on Tech News Today because I get sit snacks. Here and eat them. And it's
lemon pucker pistachios. Fantastic.
They have these sort of a take on the fig bars.
Oh, the whole wheat raspberry good. Figgy bars. Let's have some.
So good.
Now, these are all in resealable bags, which is great. So, you know, you can be healthy. You can have one.
I haven't tried this.
And
raspberry.
Feel good and say, okay, I'm going to seal this up for about 10 minutes from now.
Right.
Or tomorrow if you've really got some resistance. When you go to the NatureBox site, go to naturebox.com/twit. You could find out they have styles for all sorts of dietary needs, vegan, gluten conscious. They have also savory, sweet, or spicy. You can get a complete random assortment, or you can actually narrow it down. But do start now, because we're going to give you 50% off your first box. Half off when you use the offer code TWIT at naturebox.com. How do you liking that raspberry?
It's fantastic. I hadn't had the raspberry one. I had the fig-flavored fig bar. That was delicious.
Oh, why be so pedestrian?
This is really good. You know, one of the great things about Nature Box is you have a kid in college.
Oh, my God, that's good.
Kids
I should send these to Henry.
Absolutely. Get him a subscription because, you know, kids in school
what
are not going
to
eat
thinking?
Healthy.
You know how much money I've spent on delivered wings? He gets hot wings every freaking night. Henry? NatureBox.com/twit. All right. Where'd my router go? Oh, you got it.
I stole it.
Give it
here you
back
go.
To me.
There you go.
So I read about this, and I immediately ordered one because I thought this is a great idea. D-Link, I like D-Link routers to begin with, but this is a travel router. So we've all been to a hotel where they have Wi-Fi, and you can connect one device, $15, another device, $15, a third device, $15. And also, you're on the Wi-Fi network, so you're not secure. You know, anybody else in the hotel is on the same network as you. So this is a great solution. This is the D-Link AC750 DIR510L. The AC750 is important. It means it is four band of AC. So you get 802.11n as well as AC. AC up to 433 megabits per second. So that's nice. So this supports all the latest standards. The hotel's not going to have it, but your home might. It has, of course, an Ethernet port, so you could connect it to a wired Ethernet. I know he's going to be the hand model, but I just have to hold it up for a second, then I'll give it to Mike to hand model. He's got better hands than I do. But this is unique in some other ways. It has a 4,000 milliamp hour battery in it, so you can use it without plugging it in. It takes a standard mini jack, USB, micro USB, so you can charge it and use it plugged in. It comes with a power adapter for you. It has, you see on the side there, two USB ports. You can use them in a couple of different ways. There's a 5-watt and a 1-watt port on there. Because it's 4,000 milliamp hour battery, you could use it to charge your iPhone.
Yeah.
It's enough juice to charge an iPhone. Not an iPad, but a phone could be charged from it. You can also use the USB port to plug in a 3G or 4G card. So you could get... This thing is the most versatile thing I've ever seen. It's about $100, I should tell you. It's a little pricey for a Wi-Fi router, but boy, it does so many things. So you've got battery. You've got the ability to use a wired Ethernet Wi-Fi. It has WPS. You'll see there's a WPS button at the top there by the switch. You press that, it will automatically negotiate with a Wi-Fi router at the hotel. You'll get on the Wi-Fi. Now, that, by the way, is not the most secure thing to do, and it does, security is turned off by default. But you can get in there and turn on security, you probably should turn on WPA2 and all of that stuff. But imagine that. You can get on the Wi-Fi at the hotel, share that with an unlimited number of devices. They say, for best results, no more than 5, but that's plenty, right? So your
right.
phone, your tablet, your laptop, your kid's tablet. So it protects you, as any router would. It's a router between you and the Wi-Fi network or the Ethernet network at the hotel. So it gives you that extra protection. It gives you battery power. The USB port can be used for a 3G device or a 4G device, but watch this. We'll just plug in this USB key over here. All right. Now, it also shares anything on a hard drive or a USB drive plugged into that USB port. You do that using the free share port. Here, I'll tell you what. I'll trade you.
Okay.
I'm gonna refresh the share port. I've attached this laptop, and they have iOS and Android software. It's free. To the DIR 510N. And now you could see pictures. If they're on the USB key or the shared drive, I don't have any on there. Go to movies, actually. Scroll over if you just, go ahead.
Like that.
like that. And what's it saying? No storage connected? Oh, wait a minute. Let me try it again. Maybe it didn't see it. I have a little movie on here, and eventually, once it connects, I just did it before the show. Maybe refresh. See, my mistake is here that I... all right, stop. Stop. I will... I don't know what's going on. Refresh. Error. No storage devices connected. You know, I worked just fine just before the show, and it's maybe because I did something stupid. We're going to let it sit for a second. But it was able to look at pictures. It was able to look at documents. It was able to play back movies, MP4s, not all the file formats, but most of the common file formats, not MKZ, for instance, onto a tablet or a phone. So that means you got a media sharing device, a battery backup device, an 802.11n or AC router, dual band, by the way. It's got 2.4 gigahertz and 5 gigahertz. So if there's congestion, as there would be in a hotel, mm-hmm. you don't have to worry about the 2.4 gigahertz. Just use the 5. You can only use one at a time. A minor thing. $100. This is an amazing device. And I've also, in benchmark tests, PC World did some benchmarks, the fastest portable router out there. So there's nothing wrong with this, except that maybe the only con might be that it's a little bit expensive. This is the D-Link DIR510L. It allows you to do so many things. I think you're going to want this in your traveling kit. Very much a buy on the D-Link 510L. They call it the SharePort Go 3. They call it the AC750. They call it the DIR510L. Just look for the thing that looks like a nature bar, a nature box bar, but is made of hard plastic. Okay? Does not make bacon waffles. That's a con. Yeah, another con.
That's a con.
Hey, I want to thank our reviewers, Chad Johnson, Mike Elgin, Mr. Brian Burnett, our technical director, Father Robert Ballasaire on the Acer, and all of you for joining us. We do Before You Buy right after Security Now, Tuesdays on this network, right about 3:30 p.m. Pacific, 6:30 Eastern Time, 22:30 UTC. Please tune in live. We love it when you do. But if you can't, we make on-demand versions available in a lot of different ways. Of course, as with everything, it's available at twit.tv/BYB on our website. But you can also get individual reviews and the full show on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/beforeyoubuy. And if you want to share it with your friends and family, we wouldn't mind that at all. Email us, byb@twit.tv. And I think that wraps it up. Thank you, Mike Elgin. Awesome. Catch Mike on TNT tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. Tech News Tonight coming up next. I'm Leo Laporte. Remember, you've got to watch Before You Buy. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.